Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'd like to read with you verses 14 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, where the Word of God says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And in that passage of Scripture, we see that Paul is speaking to young Timothy, his disciple, as it were. Paul was mentoring Timothy and giving him a lot of great teaching concerning spiritual truths. And he was reminding Timothy that from a child he knew the Holy Scriptures. He knew the Word of God. And those Scriptures were those that brought him to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a reminder to us that if we have children at home, we should give them the Word of God consistently, that they may come to know the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. But then the Apostle Paul reminds us of the validity and the effect of the Scriptures, particularly in verse 16. When he says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." Paul was saying this to Timothy, and he says it to you and to me today, that all Scripture, that is from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, is inspired of God. That word inspiration means God breathed. In other words, when we pick up the Bible and read it, we must realize that as the human authors wrote down what we find on the pages of Scripture, they were literally led by the Spirit of God to write what it is that God wants us to know. In other words, when we pick up the Bible, it is God's authority for us. We must recognize that. It's not just the words of Paul or the words of Peter or the words of Isaiah. What we find in the Bible are the literal words of God. And God's Word is profitable. It is relevant. Every now and then you'll hear people say, "Well, I don't believe that the Bible is relevant." Well, it is. It's profitable for doctrine in that it teaches us who God is. It is profitable for reproof. That is, it shows us when we are in sin. It is profitable for correction. That is, when we've fallen in sin, the Bible sets us up straight again so that we might live for the Lord. And then it is profitable for instruction in righteousness. That is, the Bible teaches us how to live the righteous life. And we do that so that we might bring honor and glory to God. As it says in verse 17, that the man of God, that is the Christian, may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. It is the Word of God that makes the person of God the way God wants them to be, spiritually mature, so that we might produce the good works of God that God would desire for us to be producing on a day-by-day basis. So we must rejoice in the Word of God. We must read and study the Word of God. We must obey the Word of God, reminding ourselves that the Word of God is God's truth for us. And when we apply it to our lives, we will truly live for His glory. Father, I thank You for Your Word, for it is truth. And I thank You that we have it so that we can read it and study it and understand it. It is my prayer that each of us daily will spend time in Your Word, obey Your Word, that we might live by Your Word to bring glory to Your name. And I'll thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment's of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.